Rewire. Regional youth telling it like it is.
Rebecca Sturck, Alice Springs, Northern Territory.
I was born in Alice Springs. I have lived here all my life. My first 6 years of my life were nothing but ordinary. It was when I was six that my life changed. I kept complaining about a throbbing pain in my back and chest. They took me to the hospital. I kept walking in circles. I soon found it difficult to walk at all. My mum was panicking. I remember her shouting at the hospital staff, telling them to do something. I was so embarrassed. Next thing I remember, I woke up on a plane. The Royal Flying Doctor. I had always wanted to fly in one of these. I didn't get to appreciate it much though, because I was drowsy and kept drifting off to sleep. I arrived in Adelaide. I got an ambulance to the hospital. They said I was going to have an MRI to see what was wrong with me. When I woke, I was told I had just undergone a major operation. They had found a blood clot the size of a grape pushing against my spinal cord. They had cut through my vertebrae to get to the blood clot. The doctors told me I was paralysed from the neck down. They said that I would probably never walk again. This news struck me hard, but I didn't give up. I spent a month in Adelaide's Women and Children's Hospital, away from my old life. I remember one day I needed to go to the bathroom. I decided to walk there myself. The nurse was surprised when she found me in the chair across the room. I was proud of my achievement. I returned to Alice Springs. It was great to be home, but also hard back at school because I had to sit in my wheelchair while I watched the rest of the kids play at recess and lunch. After a few more months, I got to ditch the wheelchair and my life returned more or less back to usual. This all stopped in year six when I received some of the worst news of my life. Because some of my vertebrae had been removed to extract the blood clot, it meant that my spine didn't have enough support. My back was slowly bending, developing scoliosis, a sideways bend, and kyphosis, a backwards bend. The kyphosis was the problem. It was pushing back on my spinal cord. If it continued to bend, it would eventually snap my spinal cord, paralysing me. So, at the age of 12, I went back under anaesthetic and back into the theatre. This was an 8-hour operation. They took bone from my right hip and used it as a bone graft. They then put titanium rods in my back to hold everything in place. I spent 8 weeks in Melbourne. I was given a back brace, similar looking to that of a jetpack. I had to wear this atrocious thing for a whole year. It was both awkward and uncomfortable. No soccer, no netball, and no dancing. Soon enough, that year was over and off with my back brace. 10 years ago, I was told I would never walk again. Now I'm playing soccer and dancing 5 times a week. My story shows that if my family and I, from the small town of Alice Springs, can go through so much and pull through, then there is hope for all young people, no matter where you come from.
Haywire.